Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and welcome to another weekend chat. I'm coming at you literally at the tail end of the weekend. It is Sunday night. It is about 7 p.m. at the time that I am recording this. And my goal is to just do this in one straight take, and I'm just going to hit upload and say hello to you guys. I am sitting in bed right now, literally in bed with all my notes and my laptop, waiting for the Teresa Giudice and Joe Giudice one-on-one Watch What Happens Live special that is airing at 8 p.m. And it is really good. And I'm not just saying that because I work there, but like it is actually really good. And I've watched it twice. And I am sitting in bed waiting for it to air. And I'll be, you know, doing all our social and like, you know, doing my job and then publishing everything at 9 p.m. so you guys can see clips on YouTube if you do not have cable. But that's what I'm doing. And I am also launching my brand new creative project with Brad. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me on Twitter, you know that we are launching a new podcast called Legends Only. And do I want to just call it a podcast? I kind of feel like it is a brand because it's just more, well, it's not just a podcast. It's going to be more than a podcast. And you will see, I mean, if you listen to this before you see tomorrow, there's a debut episode launching tomorrow. And there's also an extra little piece of content that is coming with it that you guys will see that I had fun doing, that, well, we had fun doing it. And then there's some little, just like little fun graphic design things that I did. And it's more than just, you know, a podcast. The goal is to have it expand and to be more things. And I wanted to get on here and chat because I am currently, I mean, as I'm waiting to do my job and do work, I am also experiencing a little bit of cold feet, which if you do not know what that term means, and now that I think about it, I don't know the exact definition, but basically what it means is you are nervous and hesitant to set foot and start something new. And that's exactly what I'm feeling right now. I am completely riddled with anxiety. And my thought was, let me get on and vent this out in a weekend chat instead of doing what I used to do, which was stress eat all my anxiety because I am really trying to get better with it. And instead of stress eating, I've been stress walking and stress venting, which is so much healthier than going to the deli and getting a cheeseburger or getting chicken fingers and fries and just stress eating all of my anxiety. So that's what I'm doing right now. And I wanted to say hello to you guys because with the weekend chat, I was like, what's this going to be now with Legends Only being a weekly podcast every Monday? What's like the point of the weekend chat? Because there are elements of the weekend chat that you will have in Legends Only. So I was also thinking about this, like, what's this going to be? And so I thought that I could go back to my roots of venting and just talking with you guys and sharing my true thoughts and my true feelings and being transparent, because I know that there's a lot of small creators and internet friends of mine that I've met through YouTube and whatnot through the years that listen to this podcast. And I know that you guys really appreciate when I talk about real shit. And that's what is going on right now. So I am completely having a moment of cold feet. I don't know what I'm doing or what to expect. And, you know, when you start something new, there's always a start and an end to anything. And so that's a worry of mine, is like, where's this going to go? There's no end in sight. There's no pattern, or not pattern, but structure to it. We have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of ideas. And that's fun and it's exciting. And I mean, we recorded on Friday night our first episode, and then we sat for 4.5 hours, I think, brainstorming. And I mean, that's a long time. And so, as exciting as that is, it's also extremely overwhelming. And it's really easy to just get overwhelmed and then freak out and be like, what am I doing? Are people going to enjoy this debut episode? Are they going to hate it? Are they never going to come back? What if we don't meet their expectations? What if they're disappointed? And you really just get flooded with all of that. What if they don't like the logo? And what if they think it's ugly? And what if they don't want to subscribe? And, you know, all of that stuff, as much as easy as it is to say that I don't really, or I'm learning not to care as much about people's opinions, I still do. You know, I think, I mean, we all do. We're all human. But I am experiencing that right now. And the first episode publishes at 6 a.m. It is done. It is ready to go. It is set to publish. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just anxious. I probably won't sleep, which is bad. But I just wanted to get on here and talk with you guys, because a lot of you guys that are on the weekend chat, that listen to me on the weekend chat, you guys have been here since the OG days. You guys know I'm like a veteran of internet content. I feel like you guys get me. You understand me. You guys know you've been there supporting me. And I just want to say thank you as well to those of you who have followed from YouTube, because I obviously have not been as consistent with my YouTube channel as I used to be, but my interests have changed and my creative excitement has changed. I really do love working with audio. I do love working with podcasts and graphic design and branding. And I'm doing more of that with Legends Only, which you guys will see as time goes on. But I, you know, I don't want to say goodbye to my weekend chat. It's still here. And I think if I can do what I'm doing right now, which is chain of thought and not overthink and not self-produce myself in my own brain while I'm talking, I'm literally just talking straight as if I'm talking to myself in a journal. If I can do that, I think I can keep weekend chatting. And in tradition with my weekend chat, I thought I would just throw in a, like, what am I shaking my tits to this week? And you guys will see a little EP playlist thing that's coming tomorrow, which is kind of what I'm shaking my tits to this week. But I've really been deep diving back into Kesha again, specifically the song Supernatural. Also, there's a song from the new Griffin album that I am really loving. It's, I think, like the second track on the album. And it's called All You Need to Know. And I love it. The Griffin album's also really good. If you guys are looking for kind of like, I would say indie electronic dance, not like, it's not trance, but it's upbeat electronic dance music. It's really good. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and say hi, because I thought if I just sit here and stew in my anxiety, then that's just going to make it worse. So I thought that I'd come on here and vent and say hello to you guys. And I don't know, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, but I'm also equally excited, because I feel like I'm laying the groundwork for the next chapter of my career. And the next chapter of my career is definitely going to be gearing up to start my own studio, executive produce my own content, my own show, my own whatever. And I don't know, I think about it, if, like, say It's Britney Bitch was bought out by a massive company, like, hypothetically, right? It's not, by the way. It's completely independent, paid for with my debit card. Like, I paid for the hosting, I paid for everything, I did I edited every single second of that podcast. But like hypothetically, let's say, I don't know, what's a big company? Let's say MTV owned it, right? Like Viacom owned It's Britney Bitch. I would be the executive producer of that. You know what I mean? Like I would be executive producer and co-host. And I was starting to think a lot about my next chapter. And I was like, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, do you guys ever see those people on LinkedIn and they just say that they're a CEO? It's kind of like that. I was like, is it stupid to call myself executive producer of Legends Only and executive producer of It's Britney Bitch? And then I was like, you know what? No, because I fucking am. You know what I mean? And I was really starting to think about my next chapter and the path. And I feel like I've always been a person who, if I don't see a path forward or if I can't find the path to just make my own, and as a creative, you kind of have to do that. You have to kind of forge your own path and listen to your own voice and kind of find your own niche space on the internet because it is so oversaturated. And then I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh my God, do people think that I've, you know, am I changing? Am I abandoning my YouTube audience and my audience that I've had from my candle hauls and all of that stuff, my weekend chat and my PO box? I mean, for those of you who've listened forever, you guys know I've been on this like weird journey. And with that comes feeling of doubts and feeling of guilt that, you know, people are going to think that I like don't value their support or I'm not grateful for it. And I totally am. I think it's more just like as a creative, just kind of trying everything and not wanting to fall into a mold and do what other people are doing and chase trends and chase what's new. You know, I just kind of want to do my own thing. And that's what's happening. So it is the night before we launch. And I don't know. I guess the other thing too that's kind of exciting is that we literally get to do whatever we want. And if you listen tomorrow and you're listening to this, I feel like you're probably, like if you're listening to this and you're listening to my Legends Only, one, thank you, because that means a lot. But then I also feel like you would be able to give me constructive feedback in a way that's supportive and not negative. So if that's the case, please feel free to send me a DM. And I actually think I'm going to do, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to do a question thing on my Instagram story. T.Kyle is my Instagram if you're not following me. And just asking people what the favorite part of the episode is, because we're experimenting with various parts and what would they be called? I guess segments. Yeah, it's kind of like segment producing. And the debut episode has three loose segments. We don't name them. We don't say like, this is this part or like, this is this part. They're very loose and it's it kind of all flows together. And we're going to see what people liked the most and then do more of that or try it again or try something different. And I really just need to like not be anxious, but I am. And I'm just nervous that people are going to be like, oh, this is what you hyped up. Like, this is so stupid or like whatever. Because in my mind, I see the bigger picture and I see, you know, it being on video and us recording a video podcast and, you know, it being just bigger and having two episodes a week and doing deep dives, like four deep dives a month. But I work 50 to 60 hours a week, so that's not possible. And I just need to remember that, you know, one day at a time. And as Jordan Sparks would say, one step at a time is what we need to do. All right, what time? Oh, 13 minutes. Okay. I feel like I'm losing my voice too. Ugh, that would not be good. That's also another fear of mine was losing my voice. So what am I doing? I'm sitting and talking again on another podcast, but I need to vent it out. And I just wanted to come on here and share that and say hello and talk to you guys about how I'm feeling, because as exciting as the teasers are and, you know, all of that, it's nerve-wracking, but we will see what happens. and I'm excited for you guys to listen tomorrow, and I'm excited for you guys to send me some feedback and let me know if you guys are liking it, if you just like hearing us talk every week and I shouldn't be anxious about it, let me know. And yeah, I feel like that's kind of where I'm at. It's like nervousness. I'm just trying to shake it off. See me in court, shake it off. Taylor Swift, deep dive into 1989. But yeah, I mean, that's the other thing too. It's like in our brainstorm, we were panicking, like, who do we do first? What should we do first? When should we do it? When should we launch? Who do people want first? And we're going to make it interactive, which will be fun. And well, spoiler alert, we're going to launch a Patreon account. So that way people who, you know, they want to support us can throw a dollar or two a month to help us cover our costs. And those people will be able to vote in our polls and help us pick the deep dives. And I think that'll be really fun. And obviously keep it interactive, which I think is going to be the best part of this, is having you guys involved. But in other news, I think the one good thing that I'm really proud of that I'm going to share on here, because the last time I talked to you guys was talking about my weight loss. And at that point, I was down 24, I think it was 24 pounds. And as of today, I'm actually down 31 and a half. I'm almost to my second goal. And exciting news, I have now, at the point of this recording and publishing, I have recorded and edited and finished 3 podcast episodes. So the Free Britney episode of It's Britney Bitch, the question and answer, the teasers for Legends Only, and the debut of Legends Only. I have done all of those, and I have not stress eaten. That was the biggest problem that I had last year, well, and the beginning of this year with doing the podcasts, was I would sit and I would be so overwhelmed with stress and nerves and anxiety that I would just eat the entire time that I was editing, and that's why I gained so much weight. And I'm now 3-0 for not stress eating, and I'm really proud of myself, because that has been my biggest fear. I think aside from, you know, oh, are people going to like Legends Only or think it's horrible and not funny and blah, 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 the other thing that I've really been, that's really been weighing on me heavily, no pun intended, well, kind of pun intended, is slipping up and losing track and losing, you know, time management and balance and stress and eating myself back to unhealthy has been my biggest fear. And the holidays are coming up, but I'm taking it slow and steady. Every single day is a new day. Every single day is a day to start over. And I've been good. The weight loss is kind of slowing. It's not stopping, but it is slowing. And I think it's just because my schedule's been kind of, well, not kind of, it has been extremely lopsided in the past 2 weeks. So that has made it difficult, but it's slowing. I think I lost just like 3, oh my God, what's, I was going to say 0.75, that's 3/4. Yes. I think I just lost just under a pound this week, which is also, you know, not bad, but it is slowing. And so I think I just need to adjust. And, you know, I'm 31 and a half pounds lighter. So the body uses less calories and the body uses less energy. And your metabolic rate is lower as you lose weight. So I'm just going to make some, you know, slight adjustments and see what happens. But that's been the other fear of mine, is allowing that anxiety to take over in other ways. So I'm fighting it. It is not easy, but I'm doing it. And I wanted to share that with you guys, because I know, obviously, how hard it can be to balance life and diet and stress and anxiety and all of that. So just wanted to share that little update with you guys. And I'm feeling a little bit better venting this out. And I don't know. I'm just sitting anxious. It's 7:15 now. And the Teresa and Joe special airs at 8. And then I am going to hit publish or schedule on Legends Only episode 1. Halloween is what it's called. And then I'm going to go play video games to distract myself. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here. I just wanted to come on here and say hello to you guys and that I haven't forgotten about you. And that this will obviously change with Legends Only happening. You know, will I come on here and share what I'm shaking my tits to every single week on here? Because I'm going to be sharing it on Legends Only. So I kind of thought that this could be, you know, my Brittany Jean. I'm going to rename this podcast T. Kyle's Brittany Jean Weekend Chat. Something a little more personal. And I'm curious if you guys like that. If you guys would like that, let me know. What would be a more personal emoji? Let me look, because I'm recording this in one take. So let me pull up my phone. And what would be a something more personal emoji? Let's think. Personal, kind of like a diary, maybe. Would there be a... Oh, there is the little... where is she? She's in here somewhere. Oh, notes, letters, envelopes, journals. Oh, okay. Do you guys know? Remember back in the day, as a kid, you had those black and white notebooks with the sewn binding and like the black binding and the lined paper. If you would like me to continue doing the weekend chat and have it be something more personal every single week, send me a journal, black and white journal entry. I'm curious to know who's out there, because then I do add people to a private list on my Twitter account, which I'm revealing my secrets, but there are a couple of you that are subscribers from YouTube that follow me on Twitter, and I have you guys in a Twitter list so that I can just, you know, interact with you guys, because obviously Twitter is a wreck. It's just, you know, it is a, what's the word? A hellscape. Now, is that a word? No. Is it? Maybe it is. I think you guys know what I mean. It's just very, it's not fun. Right? Like, Twitter's not as fun as it used to be. It's very just, it's chaotic. Mm-mm. But if you are on there and you are a subscriber from my YouTube and you would like me to add you to that list, I don't know if it'll send you a notification if I add you, because it's private, the list, but send me a journal emoji and I will make sure to add you so that I can see your tweets and that I can, you know who to respond to. And yeah, I'm excited for you guys to hear the debut tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. I really want to start my own studio, and I don't know what it would be called. I almost reserved a name a year and a half ago, and I'm glad that I did not, because it wouldn't have made any sense because I moved, but it was like inspired by where my old apartment was, and I was like, oh my God, this is my studio, and I like named it. It was kind of related to where I lived, and I'm glad that I didn't do it because I obviously moved, but I don't know. It'll come to me one day. I feel like it'll, you know, appear to me on the street one day. I'll be thinking about it and I'll see a sign, or I'll hear something, I'll overhear something. Do you guys ever have that where you're like out and about and you're thinking about something and you get a sign? It's called whispers, as Oprah would say. It's important to pay attention to the whispers. But what else am I talking? I feel like I'm rambling now. How many minutes are we at? Oh, we're at 24 minutes. Okay. I've probably wasted enough of your time now at this point. I'm literally burning off anxiety because it's like Christmas Eve anxiety. It's like, you don't know what's going to happen. but you're excited, but you're also like, oh my God, are they going to like my present? You know, it's like you buy someone a gift and you just really, really, really want them to like it because you put a lot of thought into it. And yeah, so that's that. And again, I do want to say a sincere thank you to those of you who have been there since the beginning, because it has been quite a journey. And putting myself out there on the internet has, you know, had its moments recently, as I'm sure many of you have seen, because a lot of you have told me that you've seen. But, you know, getting canceled by the Britney community this year was definitely a lesson and a experience. And I'm kind of glad I went through it, because it definitely taught me like it kind of taught me that, you know, people just, there's people there who, what I'm trying to say is this: if you are a small creator and you are listening to this and you are from my YouTube channel, and I feel like there's a few of you, and I don't want to say names because like, I don't want to call you out because I'm just assuming, but like there's a handful of you I know that listen to this that I follow on YouTube. So if you're a small creator, there are just people out there who are going to be condescending and mean and rude and send you hate or whatever it is, just because you are doing something on the internet. And I feel like that's something I've had to adjust with and learn and realize that that's not coming from a constructive place of, you know, whatever. It's just kind of like Tonya Harding versus Nancy Kerrigan. Like, people are just going to try and, you know, knock you out at the knee because you are on the internet and you are doing something and you're just following a passion. You're following a dream, literally following a dream, and just trying to do it and trying to make stuff that people enjoy. And unfortunately, that does attract people who don't want you to be successful. And I had a really hard time managing that at first. Like, I really did take it extremely personally and I really let it get me down. But, you know, we're out from under of that. And it is a new day. It is a new dawn. And I'm feeling good. That is a Pussycat Dolls song, if you do not know it. Stream, feeling good. Actually, wait, T, is that not out? Is that not on their official Pussycat Dolls album? Or did they just perform that? I know they performed that on that Search for the next Pussycat Doll, Justice for Chelsea Corca. And it, see, like, this is literally a Legends Only podcast, except Brad's not here. So it's not as funny. Anyway, today we learned that despite all the excitement, as a creator, you still are going to be extremely nervous and doubt every single thing that you do. It's just important to realize that it is a fleeting feeling and to push past it and to trust your instincts and your gut and your intuition and follow that, because it won't lead you in the wrong direction. That is the goal of this weekend chat. That is the lesson from this weekend chat. And that's really something that I've been trying to do the past 6 months, is listen to my gut, listen to my intuition, and let that guide me. And I let it guide me with the Free Britney episode. And I got a lot of really positive DMs and a lot of people who really connected with it and a lot of people who really understood my point of view and related to my point of view. And they appreciated my point of view and they appreciated that I didn't just give in to this following and this movement just because it was something that was trending, and that I stuck to my gut and my intuition. And I don't know, that's all you can do. And I'm sticking with my gut and sticking with my intuition, because my intuition told me that Legends Only could really be something and it could really make moves, for me and for Brad and for us as a brand and for me as a creator and for me as, you know, being aspirational to being a producer and a business owner and eventually a teacher. I'm just creating a vision for my future. And one of those visions is being a night professor. I really want to teach a branding class. I want to teach the class that I took my junior year. It was like branding, I think, branding. That might just be it. But it was my absolute favorite class in college. It was, I still have my book that I made from it. And I want to be a teacher. And that's what I want to do. So who knows what the future will hold. Maybe I will publish this tomorrow morning and everyone will hate it. And you know what? At least I tried. Okay. So that's all for this weekend chat. And you know what? I just did that. I just recorded that and didn't doubt myself and, you know, pause too much and self-produce in my head. That's the other thing too that I've learned as like a creator, you guys. And this is me being like wannabe professor, but I also learned this from my branding professor. She said, never self-edit. So while you're making something, always just keep making duplicates. So that is why all my files on my computer are a fucking mess. But if you're making a logo and if you're doing it on the computer or if you're doing it on your notebook, instead of tracing over what you're drawing, you get tracing paper, recreate it, and then add to it and just keep making more. And same with if you're doing it on digital, you copy, paste, make a new one, copy, paste, make a new one, edit it, drag, drop, copy, paste another one, tweak it. And you just have this gigantic file. Like, never self-edit because it is going to stunt your creative process. So that's what I'm trying to do with this new Legends Only is try everything, do everything. Some things are going to flop. Some people are not going to care about Heidi Montag, superficial, and they're going to skip that episode, and that's okay. It's okay because there will be one person out there who appreciates it, and it will be me. All right, I'm rambling now. Okay, it's 7:28. I got to go put this online, and then it'll be time to watch Teresa and Joe Unlocked. You guys, the special is really good. I'm really, my team did an amazing job. My coworkers, they pulled this together so fast. And we had to work an extra day to get this together. And I'm just so proud of my coworkers. They're fucking amazing. They really are. And, you know, they put a lot of effort into this. And I am so happy to see it trending. And you guys will see the clips published at 9:05 on YouTube. I will be here, you know, click, click, click. Basically Snooki being like, oh my God, this is going to be so bad, but oh my God, this is going to be so good. And thank you guys again for your support. And go click over whatever you are on right now. Go scroll up or out or back and go to the search bar and type in Legends Only and hit subscribe or follow so that you guys get the new episode at 6 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Good morning, America. Happy Monday. I will hopefully be asleep by the time it publishes. I'm going to try and sleep. And yeah, oh my God, it's a new chapter and it's a new month. Oh my God, life. All right. Bye, guys. I will talk to you guys very soon. Have a great night and a wonderful Monday morning, and I will see you soon. Bye.